Lots of arrests today as protesters hit the streets again, this time in Times Square, angry over the police-involved death of George Floyd in Minnesota. The NYPD shut down the rally in Times Square, but it looks like another long night for the NYPD to keep crowds under control. There is a large moving group of protesters in downtown Brooklyn now who appear to be headed towards the Barclays Center. That's where we find WCBS's Steve Burns. You've had a very long day, Steve. You were in Times Square. Now you're in Brooklyn as these protests continue. Tell us what's going on.
Right, Maria. It's one of those nights where if you're headed down a big street, a main street in New York City, you're likely to hear the echoes of protesters from any and all directions. That's what happened to me as I was going across the Brooklyn Bridge, headed towards the Barclays Center. My route was interrupted by one group of protesters that was going by Brooklyn Borough Hall. They bypassed the Brooklyn Bridge and are now headed down Tillery Street, again, as you said, towards the Barclays Center. All intents and purposes, it seems like things are staying peaceful so far. As you said, we were in Times Square earlier, did see a few arrests, but nothing turned violent. We did see some reports of other protests that have been going on throughout the five boroughs. Did see the reports of one police cruiser that had been set on fire in Flatbush that now appears to be put out. But we'll see where the night takes us. It seems like a lot of protesters, as you said, are converging in the Barclays Center area. And we're headed there, so we'll see what happens, Maria.
I'm literally hearing the police sirens behind you. So there are, I mean, how many people would you say are gathering now? Is it enough for police to be concerned as we look into the evening again with protests?
Yeah, it's certainly enough where any given block you're going to see a line of police officers. I mean, that's what we had at the entrance to the Brooklyn Bridge here on the Brooklyn side. Looks like they were trying at all costs to keep protesters off the Brooklyn Bridge, and they did comply here. One interesting note, as protesters came down Tillery Street, there was a police van filled with a few arrestees from a prior protest that had gone through here maybe a half hour, 45 minutes ago. They started applauding as the protesters came down the street from the police van. But officers quickly shut the back doors so they couldn't be heard.
And in Times Square earlier today, so you said that most of these protests today have been pretty tame because yesterday there was a lot more violence. The police van was hit with a Molotov cocktail. There was a lot of unrest going on tonight. You say that the crowds are calmer and just really wanting to get their say about George Floyd.
Right. Definitely calm crowds. It doesn't seem like anyone is actively antagonizing police officers. Did see a little bit of that in Times Square with protesters yelling at officers, and officers largely ignored them. But at least from what I've seen at this point, it doesn't seem like anyone is outright searching for conflict. But it's still early in the evening.
Okay, well, we will definitely check back with you in Brooklyn. Please keep us aware of anything that is happening there as the night unfolds. We will check back with you, WCBS's Steve Burns, live from Brooklyn as these George Floyd protests continue across New York. Thank you, Steve. We'll check back with you and stay safe.
Thanks, Maria.